We need to work on silencing male voices. Because you give one of them a mic and here they go.
What's good, y'all? Welcome back to Off the Dome Podcast. It's been a long week, bro. We've been trying to get back to y'all. The school's been closed because of spring break, and now we finally got a chance. We got a special guest with us. Introduce yourself.
What's good with y'all? My name's Sam. I'm a psych.
What?
What does that even mean?
Hold up, bro. We are not like a professional television program.
Just introduce yourself.
Yeah, introduce
yourself. Can I leave it at my name is Sam?
What are you hiding?
I can say all that? Because I have my whole Howard intro.
Let's hear it.
He came prepared.
All right. What's good, y'all? My name is Samuel Gutta. I'm a sophomore at Howard University. I'm a biology major on the pre-med track.
Yeah, never mind.
Anything else?
Hey, how tall are you?
6'1".
Why you gotta do that, bro?
Almost 6'2".
Why you gotta do that? It'd be your six own people I'd be doing that.
3 inches?
I'm 5'11".
See, that's why we got rid of him. He's too tall. He's in the background.
Damn.
I'm still here, y'all. I'm not gone.
Okay, I'll just go. What's good? My name is Sam.
So basically...
Cut it out.
How y'all been?
How was y'all week?
Oh, it was good, man. It's been a little hectic week, but, you know. Oh.
The weather's getting nice, bro. Sign to get sunny.
It's bipolar. No,
the weather's bipolar, bro.
I saw a meme saying, spring, fight back. Fight back, spring. I was dying, bro.
It also seems like we've been off for a long time. It's only been 1 week.
It's been 2 weeks, actually.
I'm saying it's been 2 weeks. It's not been in this building,
it's because we recorded a video at MGM.
Yeah, we recorded a video outside.
We couldn't post it.
Because the audio
was
trash.
2 weeks ago.
No, that was last week, my guy.
We did not record.
That was during my spring break.
Okay, forget it. But anyways, let's get back into topic. Aman, you had something to share about the event that happened this last week containing two really big people.
I know y'all can't see me, but y'all know my face, okay? I'm going to get straight into it. We got to stop pretending like Will Smith slapping Chris Rock was not staged. Now, I'm not saying the slap was fake. What I'm saying is the Academy planned it all out, okay? And I got the numbers to back this up.
Before you say this, this man came prepared. I picked him up. This man put out a card out of his pocket saying, I wrote down notes.
If they can't see it. Okay, now I am. We were supposed to be going off the dome, but today we got the facts to back it up, okay?
Okay, I like
I'm
that.
I'm not wasting time, okay?
You want me to read it? Because you're not in the camera.
It's okay. Uh oh, static. Okay.
Let's go.
Hold up, okay? Now we're back, okay? Y'all know how the Oscars. Did you even know the Oscars was on Saturday?
Nope.
I didn't even know the Oscars were like...
I thought it ended after quarantine. I don't know.
Okay, no. I didn't even know the Oscars were this weekend. Like, did you know the Oscars were this weekend?
Heck no.
Who watches the Oscars?
Okay, let me tell you. In 2016, the Oscars had a total of 34 million viewers. 2017, 33 million. 2018, 27 million. 2019, 30 million. 2020, 24 million.
That's sad how many people actually watched that.
In 2021, they only had 10 million viewers, right? Now imagine, the Oscar is like this big thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? If this dies off, like, you're killing history. They knew they had to do something, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, out of nowhere, the last one, they had 15 million viewers.
15 or 50?
15 million. And right after the slap, like, after that thing happened, the numbers just shot up, bro. Like I told you, no one knew this Oscar was going on, okay? So I don't blame them for doing it. They had to do it.
You make a fair point. I'm not gonna lie.
They had to save the program, okay? Mm-hmm. But people think Chris Rock took an L. Yes, he took a slap, but even he was winning. You know why? Because he apparently had a tour.
Yeah.
He already started, right? Okay. Yeah. Did you hear about his ticket prices?
$200, right?
In the beginning, right before the slap, it was the lowest price was $46.
It was $200 or something like that.
Now it's $411.
Never mind.
No, that was higher. But when this I recorded this like a couple of days ago, right after the slap, it shot up to $400. That is a 793% increase, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
That was a percentage.
Hold up. Now tell me,
is that all the notes you had?
No. I mean, kind of, right? But no. But what more evidence do we need? Like, these people are actors. They're supposed to. This is their livelihood, bro.
Because I'm not gonna lie. Look, fair warning. Like, we're not into like conspiracies like that.
I am. Okay. No, I am. This is not. Bro, stop calling us conspiracy theories. We're the news before the news, bro. I'm telling you.
This is what I saw. This is what I can only speak on what I saw. Mm-hmm. And from my point of view, when I saw the slap, it looked kind of staged. Like, First off, somebody actually freeze framed the slap and took a picture.
Oh yeah, you seen that too?
Yeah. This man, Chris Rock, leaned in. Like, it just looked like they were getting ready to. So he was getting ready to get smacked. So I could see where people get that from. But at the end of the day, I feel like there's like a bigger issue at play. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like there's a lot of stuff we can learn from that smack. Like, first off, nobody stopped him. Where was the security?
Where was the security? That's what I was saying.
Everyone took a dub.
And let's be real.
Everyone. I don't know about everyone.
Would people really be saying the same thing if it was a woman up there and he smacked her?
Ooh, don't.
No. Let's keep it real.
Let's not go.
Let's just say if it was a girl.
That slapped him or that got slapped?
No. Let's say Will Smith smacked a girl.
Oh heck.
Would it be the same?
I don't think he would do that even if it was planned.
I'm just saying.
It's like,
imagine them planning that.
Let's say this: a woman would have went up there, right? And let's say she would have actually did the same thing, disrespected his wife.
What if Jada slapped Chris Rock?
Ain't nobody care, bro.
They still would have been on Jada's side.
Chris would have slapped her back, to be honest, bro.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Smacked that ball head right.
Nah, Jada, but this is what I'm saying.
G.I. Jane.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I feel like all this is happening. People are saying, "Oh, Chris Rock deserved it." Is it because it's Chris Rock? Or is it because
somebody hates Chris?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what if The Rock was it? Dwayne The Rock
Johnson. He would not smack The Rock, bro.
Thank you.
No, you know what would happen if he tried that, bro.
But who won, though, at the end of the day?
Chris Rock won.
He's making his money, right? Will Smith, nothing's going to happen to him. I'm telling you, they're not going to revoke anything. They planned it. We got to stop pretending like...
He resigned from that cat.
Jada won, bro.
Did you know the Grammys is this weekend?
He did not.
The Grammys is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
You seen all the Grammys is tomorrow.
Y'all in a different culture?
The Grammys is tomorrow?
The Grammys is tomorrow, okay?
Wait, what's the difference?
Grammys is music, bro.
Oh.
Let me tell you, okay?
I don't.
Mark my word, okay? Something crazy is going to happen to this is.
I hope so.
Okay, mark that.
I hope so.
We're going to hold that too.
I hope I'm wrong.
We're going to post it on TikTok soon if something happens.
Like,
is it Maverick on the guesses? Grammys?
No. I think,
Maverick
yeah,
City.
No. Yeah,
you know how much their tickets is? How their tickets like 200 now.
Huh?
Yeah.
Actually, minimum. Like, I want to see. I want to hear your point of view, Sam. Like, what do you think about the smack? Like, a lot of people say, "Oh, he deserved it." Blah, blah, blah. But what do you think? I like your point of view on things.
Let's say, one, I think there is a point where it gets too far. But then on the other hand, it's like Chris Rock is a comedian. That's what he does. He just flashes people naturally. But then with Will Smith, I feel bad for him because it's like. He still shows love to Jada after everything that happened.
Yeah, Cap, like, no.
No, that boy.
What you mean by
like
Cap?
He's just trying to keep up an image.
I think he's trying to keep up his family together.
No, it's not that.
She thinking about Tupac?
Bro, that's what it is. That's what it's look.
Tupac would have shot him.
I was about to say that.
If you would have kept up with the Will Smith in his life, you would know like he was speaking about it in his book. He's always felt like a coward. That's what he said. Like, and I quote, like, in his whole life, he's always felt like a coward. He's
you read his book?
I didn't read his book. I just seen it on
that
Instagram.
That boy was trying to find evidence.
Bro, because look, you can see how all this stuff is building up to why it happened. His whole life, he felt like a coward, right? Mm. Imagine, let's say you got a girl, right? Like, she's your wife. But the entire time, she's kind of like, she's in love with somebody else. Mm. And that person is the exact opposite of you. Like, let's say if you're like a coward or you're like a soft person, the guy she likes is like this bad, you know, like mysterious
gangster.
Yeah. You know how
Tupac was a gangster.
You know how insecure you would feel in your own skin. And I feel like that's what it is with Will. Like, it was building up that he kept letting people slide. People kept thinking he was like Hollywood and all that. So then he found a person who wasn't gonna hit back and he let it off.
You know why Chris Rock wasn't gonna hit back? Like, even since like there was like this video explaining basically how why Chris Rock won. Basically, like, even when he was a kid, like, he always felt like people made fun of him at a certain point. That's why he kind of got into comedy, because like he took comedy to a point where he would just like make jokes of whatever situation he was in.
Yeah.
But like he used to say even like during his tours that how like when he was a kid he faced a lot of like not neglect but like a lot of people made fun of him for a bunch of things, and so. The only way he knew what to do with his like how he felt was like through jokes.
Yeah.
And so that's why like even like a lot of people like were zooming onto his face and how he reacted after. He could have made a joke right there.
It sounds like going up to DMV.
No. Imagine like Will slapped him, right?
Yeah.
At that moment, imagine if Dave Chappelle would not.
He would have been cooking until he walked back to his
jokes
seats.
That was gonna happen. We're gonna hear that until August.
That's the best you got.
He wouldn't say he'd be
y'all
like.
I didn't get that joke.
I was about to say that. Like, would you hit all this like
that?
Oh,
I got it.
Nah. Too late.
Wait. Before he went up to slap her, like when Chris Rock said what he said, Did y'all see Will Smith chuckle?
He laughed. And then he looked at Jada.
Yeah. Jada's.
That was a funny joke.
Now, I'm mad though. I'm not going to lie. I'm mad that y'all did not get my joke.
I got it, bro. I'm sorry.
I didn't think it was going to be a joke.
No, I promise you, I got it.
It just went over.
You wouldn't hit August like that. He wouldn't. Let's be real.
That's not August. What are you talking about?
No, that's what you were talking about, right? August Alsina. That's what she was.
No.
Oh,
the
mind.
Joke was.
Okay, so
the joke was. Listen, the joke was if Dave Chappelle was the one that got slapped, right?
You would have been roasting him, yeah.
Until August.
Yes.
You don't even get the joke you were saying. August Alsina.
That's the guy's name.
That's the guy who she was with.
Yes, I know that.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said that's it.
Just we got on. The joke, my guy.
Okay, so we did get it.
But I also want to mention is, I heard this somewhere, Chris Rock, apparently he's on a spectrum for autism. Like, he's on that spectrum. So that's why whenever you see Chris Rock, he looks kind of like, you know, like, mm-hmm. kind of awkward. Yeah. Like, and sometimes he might lack some social awareness. So I feel like this whole thing can be summarized as in like hurt people. They both came from different places. One of them is Chris Rock, who used to be getting bullied. He's always been an underdog. The other is Will Smith. He's kind of the same. He's insecure. He's insecure in his own relationship. So when they both meet together, bro, that's what happened.
But I respect Chris Rock though, because the fact that he didn't say anything and just like, you know, like that's professional, the right people, there. Because like the fact that he did, like, he's a comedian. Even like he was explaining at the beginning, bro, they told him jokes not to say, huh?
His words got messed up after he got smacked.
That's not even like that, but like they told him jokes not to say.
No, not and even he, that though. I've heard more disrespectful jokes. It wasn't even that bad. Shawty is bald. What do you want to do? All
right, bro.
Y'all thought I was bad. Look at Bobby. Look at him.
I mean, what can you, bro?
Hey, y'all still assuming that this is not planned. I'm telling you guys for a fact, look, bro.
Alopecia. Hey, might be planned. Alopecia is bad. But it's not like...
No, you know what's crazy?
I've heard worse jokes on myself. Like, on me.
Let's hear those jokes.
No, I don't want to bring that up. But, like, bro, like...
I mean, like...
Be adults.
What y'all feel about, like, jokes about people's conditions? Of, like, something that
you know,
control.
Alopecia is not deadly or anything.
Of course.
Your hair just falls off. But still, I just learned that. I never know that. Now, I feel like that was the lamest joke because he didn't even go hard enough.
He just said G.I. Jane. Like, you look alike. I'm sorry, I don't bro. See what the... You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sorry, bro. I thought alopecia, like you're dying or something.
Yeah.
You just have no hair. What?
I mean, I think it's more than just no hair. Hair loss.
I hope I'm wrong.
You have to, like, I guess, protect your wife in a certain.
No,
that's not his wife.
No, okay, not even that. I don't care, bro. You came to the front row. The front row of comedy host. It's like going to a shooting range, front row to get shot. What do you think is gonna happen? Sit in the back if you don't want to get joked on. Like.
I guess that's it.
And not any comedian. Chris Rock, one of the greatest comedians.
I know, right?
Bro, Chris Rock, bro.
Dave Chappelle's better.
I hope it's just him attacking Will Smith for an hour, right? I just want Chris Rock just to dedicate like an hour of his special just to go at Will and Jada, bro. That's what I
don't think that's what he's going to do. Yeah. But, yeah.
I don't think Chris Rock is petty like that.
Can you imagine if he fought back?
I don't know.
Not even a quick fight, bro.
There was a picture where he had his hand like this and then he just like...
Unbar your fist.
I heard he had his arm was broken. I heard he had a cast on Chris Rock. I can't verify. Off the dome.
That's
okay,
a weapon, bro. That's a weapon. Bro, if he had a cast, that's a weapon.
He took it off to go perform. So, right?
Because, well, you know what? You know, I think I kind of agree with you. First off, fake. Not only did he smack him, he won.
All right, fix that, buddy.
Yeah. I think it's the phone, bro. Probably the phone.
What I do?
Wow, you're right. Yeah, take it off.
Oh, wow, days.
Oh, it went away. Really, but look. Quick. It sounds like a perfect ending. This man smacks a guy, then wins Actor of the Year. It sounds like a whole, like...
And then the guy's tickets go up. The viewership goes up. And then everybody else wins. Because look at us. We're making content in this.
No, it really makes sense.
Because it's bigger than this, okay? It's bigger than this. Okay, you know what? Let me put my what do you call it? Tinfoil hat on? Let me go full conspiracy, okay? Okay? Can we stop pretending like these people up there that are controlling entertainment don't... Like manipulating
getting
this.
A little messy.
No, can we be honest?
I'm with you on that, bro. I'm with you on that.
So why wouldn't they be doing this?
I feel like most of America agrees with you. That's the thing. So, but we can't do anything about it. Like,
okay, so we can laugh at the memes, but we should be aware that this is what they're doing.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to kill, you know, the fun.
It's sad to like.
Are you speaking facts?
Yeah. What were you about to say?
No, I didn't say nothing. You good?
All right, next topic.
Yeah, I think we should move on. We had enough. Yeah.
But I'll say one thing. Okay, the funniest thing I saw was if the Grammys wants to top this, they have to put Pete Davidson and Kanye West.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you.
You mean Skeet? No, that's his name. That's his name. I'm not trying.
Listen, I'm gonna save what I gotta say until that happens. But just know, it's gonna be funny.
Bro, this man Kanye will be throwing uppercuts. Bro, everything.
I won that.
Bro, you know he got Pete Davidson got a tattoo of like. Like, yeah, like her it was like a best lawyer or something. She's not even a lawyer, honestly.
No, I think she did go to school.
He got a tattoo of Hillary Clinton's face.
I go to university. Doesn't mean I'm a computer
science major. I think she actually passed her bar exam.
Yeah, so legally she
is. She, I'm not gonna lie, she got it.
Y'all heard what Will Smith said?
I don't believe
what
did
he say? He was like, he said Denzel came up to him after and was like, it's like when you're at your highest is when the devil
attacks you.
Yeah.
And I was okay, like, bro. What?
That's the most facts.
Write that down. Write that down.
That's an interesting thing to say because. It does happen.
It does happen, but what?
You know that situation, if it's staged, it just like bobbing, Denzel. You know what I'm saying?
Anywho.
Denzel, bro.
Actually, yeah, let's just move on because I could keep talking about this forever, bro.
There's no point, bro. Just
last thing, but
let's do the Grammys.
I'm not gonna lie, those memes were elite.
Yeah, bro, they were so quick
they
with
were
it.
Elite.
They were so quick with it.
You seen the video? People brought up history on Will Smith when he was joking about somebody that had alopecia.
Oh, yeah.
I did not watch that.
Yeah.
Yo,
he did that.
Yeah. It was like 20.
It was
that's a hypocrite, bro.
It was like I was just something that happened to me.
It was his wife, bro. Like
including this. Okay, so I'm in a
get close to the mic.
I'm in a group chat. Yeah. Where there's a majority of white people.
You want to say this?
And they were talking about this issue. And another black person was like, y'all are doing blackface and talking about black issues, right? And I was asleep, right? So when I woke up, I saw this group chat. You know, like when you wake up and you see like drama? Mm-hmm. He was interested. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm scrolling like pages trying to read the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And then I read this stuff and she's just going off on them. And these, you know, these white people, Lord bless your heart, they were scared for their life, you know.
Who wouldn't be scared?
You get canceled, it's over for you nowadays, right? So, but they were just like talking, they're not making fun of anybody. So I'm like, hey, yo, first of all, it was a black comedian that made fun of a black person. Mm-hmm. And the black husband was laughing. Mm-hmm. Why are you tripping about, you know? Mm-hmm. I said that, and this other white person was like, yo, we should be listening to our black friends.
Okay.
And I'm like, ma'am, I'm black too. Right, cut this off.
Yeah, bro. What are we talking about?
What y'all think about cancel culture?
I was gonna bring that up, but that's a topic for another day.
I hate looking at this. I cancel culture. That's my next hashtag.
Sounds stupid. I cancel culture.
Shut up. Hate it, bro. It's dumb.
The only way to escape it is to have enough money where you can't rely on
bro. Dave Chappelle, bro. I look.
When just enough money, like you could not have enough money. And
Dave Chappelle is able to say the stuff he's saying now because he does not need the money.
But that's
you could also just not care about it.
Yeah, there's. I don't care about it. I'll let you know. Yeah. Like what? Okay, you cancel me. So what?
It's because you know you have to pay bills.
Not just
what
that.
Bills?
You don't understand.
Exactly. You don't have to pay
what bills.
Let's say everything you worked for 10 years gets burned down in 1 week, and they're coming for everything. What do you mean? Have you not seen?
Let's cancel this guy, okay? You want to learn the hard way?
Don't give this man any fame.
What? Bro, they're going to take me out of school. Thank you.
No, because
I'm trying to be out of school.
The problem with cancel culture is like, it takes away any opportunity for somebody that did something wrong to actually change and get better. Like, it's an automatic cancel. Like, you literally, like, it's like excommunicating. Like, I don't understand that. Like,
I don't understand.
I know everybody's not perfect. You got something that you need to fix.
It's crazy as canceled for that. We've all done worse things. Like, let's say, like, just like, I'm not giving somebody an escape, but like let's say the people who get caught saying the N-word, let's just say that.
From the 90s. Like,
yeah, like they go back like 20 years and they find you in high school. Mm-hmm. But let's just be honest. Those high school hallways, we be going on each other, calling each other the most messed up
but there's
stuff.
A certain extent you have to take it up to.
No, there isn't.
But you're not being thinking logical. How can I cancel somebody for what I do worse than them?
Exactly.
Mm. I'm talking about your stuff is hidden.
Like that's for example, bro.
Of course.
I can find anything on anyone. If you can find anything on anyone if you dig
exactly. Like people are not being reasonable. Like, bro, nobody's perfect. Like,
I just want someone to get canceled and say I don't care.
Dave Chappelle.
I don't want to be that one. You see,
Dave Chappelle.
Do you see how much respect he got? Because it's not even because like.
You can't
first of all,
Dave
he's financially independent. Like
ain't
I said,
that nigga funny.
And he's <excuse me.
laughs> how beef it away.
Okay, first of all, he's financially independent, right? Secondly, he stood out because he was the only one that said, "I'm not gonna give it."
He wanted to get canceled.
No. Actually, this is controversial. The only reason I feel like Dave Chappelle got support is because he was speaking against something where a lot of people deep down know is kind of
where it's coming from.
Yeah, right. Like, let's say if you get canceled for doing something like dumb and we can all agree it's not good.
We're going to back you up.
Yeah, we're not going to back you up. But he spoke against a movement and Wait, what do you need to do? I don't know what you did.
I don't know. I got to talk to somebody, sir, please.
We'll send you a video. Yeah. you can watch it.
I will fill you in after the Netflix podcast.
Don't worry about
he spoke it. He spoke against a community, a certain community.
Okay, yeah. Got it again. Never mind.
And I guess the reason he survived is because, bro.
He survived.
What? This is a battle for his life. I'm never going to be in front of the camera ever again. I feel way more calm right here, bro.
They know your voice, bro. Okay. Yeah. But anyways, you know, let's just move on.
Don't let me say your details. Anywho, carry on.
Yeah, actually. Wait, Aman, who did you vote for? That's another topic
I've been wanting to talk about this, but one day, okay?
One day.
Okay. You gave it away. Right episode to me.
Hey, my boy gave it away right there.
1,000 likes, he'll tell. He'll reveal who he voted for.
Snip this, okay?
Get close to the mic.
If. Let's make it 5K likes.
Nah, make it 10.
No, 5K is...
Make it 10.
That's not easy, bro.
Bro, I'm trying to help you make it 10.
I want to talk about this too.
Make it 10. Okay. I'm trying to help you.
If this gets 10K likes, we will talk about... What we talk about?
Politics. We'll talk about politics.
Politics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Raw, unfiltered politics about my views, okay? I'm not hiding anything, okay?
I don't know about raw. I'm going to have to cover up some of the tracks, I lie.
No, uncensored.
Cool. All right. Off the dome. All right, anywho. Y'all got y'all little... What do we call that?
We really just
insurance?
Like,
sure. Yeah. All right, next topic.
Next topic. What can we move to? We're all okay.
Let's talk about ourselves and our background, so you know our viewers can understand us and get
we're
to
all
know us a little.
Basically, we all came from Ethiopia, and you know,
wait, you were born here.
why you gotta expose me? This man just, bro.
I'm dead.
You're all not right, one bad. Of us.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to.
Okay, we all ethnically, it's like nah, but we're all from Ethiopia, and with that comes a whole different community with different values and different traditions and stuff. So I just want to talk about like our childhoods, like, and you know the Habeshas know, like growing up in an Ethiopian household, how you know it's an experience. So I just want to hear from y'all, like how was it, like what was it like, tell me about it,
to say the least.
I want to say the best, man.
Yeah, Sam,
favorite moments,
funny stories,
like, yeah. Childhood stories.
The only thing that popped in my head is like when I was telling my dad, like When I was a kid and I was telling him I made friends, he was like, no, don't make friends. Make your textbook your friends. I was like,
bro,
nah, I'm not going to lie to you. I was like,
bro,
you want me to be talking to my textbook?
Man's been in his room reading.
They'll find a way for you to do that.
Question. Is it weird how what they say when you're young comes back and bites you? You know what I'm saying? Like it,
I hate the
like,
fact that they're mostly right. I hate that they're right a lot of the time.
But it's also like experience, you know, that they're supposed to tell you. And then you're like, no, I'm going to figure it out on my own. Get hurt and be like, dang, bro. Nah,
he was right.
Exactly.
Nah, but I feel you on that.
Textbooks? Yeah. That man said, befriend a textbook.
No, okay. Everybody has to be able to relate to this. Summertime was not summertime.
Was you went to summer school.
They got mad at you for resting.
They got it. My dad would go to the school, talk to the principal, get us math books for the next school year, and make us work through that.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've been there, buddy. We still go to the school. We hated the school. It's called Sunday Safe, right?
Okay. Oh, insane, bro.
I don't care. What are y'all gonna do? I'm in America. No, the school though, like it was during like, huh?
You just gave him clout.
No, I don't care. They don't, bro, they're a very, like, big boarding school, right? But the thing is with them, like, it's only men's, it's a man's only school, right? From kindergarten to 12th grade, right? But during summer, it used to be co-ed, like, it used to be open for everyone. And so, but that was the worst, because, like, the teachers were so strict. And, like, they taught every subject you can think of. Mm. And it used to be, like, for, like, you know, like, ambassador's kid or, like, you know, some people with high profile. Yeah. We used to go there during summer, bro. Oh, my God. We used to hate it. Bro. Hated it.
Because of the teachers?
Yeah, bro. Mm. Just, like, it didn't feel like it was not, like, you know, those, like, strict schools, like, you have to wear, like, uniform and then, like, or just, like, OC.
Yeah.
I know how I grew up was, like, during the school week. This is how, like, far my parents used to take it. My dad is chill now, but when I was, like, in middle school, oh, my goodness.
And that's when it doesn't matter.
Basically, the weekend, I could play video games, right? And that's basically only Saturday, because Sunday you're like, prepare for Monday. Yeah. I'm like, okay. This is not what I signed up for.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but you guys ever did that thing where, like, during summer, at the end of summer, they'll take 2-3 weeks and be like, go to sleep early. Exactly. You got to prepare for it.
Right? Bro, I hate hearing those words. I don't want to prepare for school. I don't want to think about that. Bro. But anyways, I used to look at the weekend like it was, like, freedom. But during the week, my dad would take so many steps to make sure I'm studying. Mm-hmm. I'll get scared when I finish my work. Like, I'm not doing anything. I have to do something. You know what he used to do? We couldn't watch TV during the weekend. Same. I mean, during the week. Same. He had a cover over the TV. He put a cover over the TV, right? And he would go to work, and then, like, he would expect us to be studying. Me and my sister, we have Life 360, right? I don't know if y'all know the app. It's like a family app where y'all could track locations.
Exposing himself, bro.
But we used to track this man. First off, she took a picture of the TV, how it looked before. We would be watching TV all day. Until he came home, we would try to look back at the picture for a reference and like try to put the bag straight on like how he left it. He would come home like, oh, Gomez. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we Gomez, all
right. Lucky, you know he knew, right?
I know he did.
He knew, trust me.
I just never understood. What's the point of that? Like,
bro, nah, one time, bro. We actually obeyed our parents and they didn't believe us. You know how much it hurts, bro? Me and Titi, they say don't watch TV, so we actually studied. And we came back and they didn't believe us, bro.
Yeah, welcome that's to the Habesha household, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why do you think is that? Like, why do you think Habesha parents are like this?
That's because...
It's the way they grew up?
No, yeah. The way they grew up plays a major role because they never had the opportunity to maintain a really good education. Because most of them were like, when they were like 11, 12, they just, you know, mothers probably got into marriage or something and then... You know, fathers went to the military and stuff. So it's like they didn't have the opportunity for us. So for us, they're looking at a good way where they want us to stay in school and stay in education. But you know what's so crazy with Habesha households? You can get your master's, PhD. You can get your doctorate. Yeah. All together. And they'll tell you to go be a doctor. If you're not a doctor, go be an engineer.
No, they'll compare you to somebody else.
Go be a nurse.
Be like, you're not a nurse. Your friend got his third PhD.
I'm numb to that.
No, comparison is tough, bro. Like,
I saw this journal on Central where like this lady, she was just like, oh, my dad became a doctor today. And yeah, this mom was like, I'm going to show this to my dad. I'm going to let him know what other parents are doing.
We need to start comparing our parents to other parents.
No. Let's talk about how they compare us with our cousins. But then deep down inside, they don't know about
us. Yeah. You don't know the cousin.
That's singularly the things that kill me. I'm like, bro, if you've seen this person's private story, you wouldn't be looking at them the same way.
Like, look at Ebenezer. Look how well he's doing.
You don't know about Ebenezer. Ebenezer is on crack.
That's wild.
We don't do crack. Anywho.
Shout out to Salam Central.
Ebenezer's on crack, bro.
No, but listen, that's the thing, because like, you don't know. No, listen, I'm being serious. But like, it used to blow me where they used to like compare us with a cousin. Like, there's no point. There's no need of that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at your cousin. He's on his third degree. Okay, so what? I'm not him. Like, he's like, no. Do you want to end up like your other cousin? Bro, what?
I'm only in middle school.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad still compares me to people in Ethiopia. Let me tell you, in Ethiopia, you graduate your high school, you go straight to like medical school.
That's it.
Right?
You know
your classmates are being doctors. I'm like, yes. They don't have to go through undergrad. Like, I can't.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Some schools.
Basically, right? And one thing I learned is comparison is a thief of joy. Okay?
Yeah.
Ever since then, mm-hmm. I've actually struggled by myself because I started comparing myself with people I shouldn't be comparing myself to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's something I constantly have to fight off.
Nah, but you know what's so crazy? Like, they don't understand the like education system here. Especially because, like, for example, when I was applying to like universities and stuff, I had to do that all by myself. Yeah. Like, everything. Yeah. Like, being a first gen is just like OC. Like, they don't understand it. All they see is like the results. You know what I mean? And then let me tell you about Habesha parents. They will never give you credit.
Oh, never.
Never. Hey, why? I'm proud of you. Never heard of that.
but I gotta say, I'm not mad at that though. Like, of course, it'd be nice to hear that from your parents, being like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
But I say, like, I noticed the high school I went to was predominantly white.
Yeah.
And, like, they'd be cheering over the smallest thing. Mm-hmm. My dad wasn't about that, right? So, like, for me, it's like small things I don't really care about. But then also, like, it made me put myself at a higher standard. Like, for small things, I'd just be like,
I can
don't
do
really
that.
Mean, yeah, don't really mean anything.
Yeah.
So like, I'm very thankful. Like, I was thinking about it. I had gotten a 90 on an exam, mm-hmm. and I was like, "What would my dad say?" He'd be like, "Where's the rest of the 10?"
Yeah.
Like, where's the 10%?
Exactly.
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, "What did I get wrong? Like, this is not good." And so then I call him like a day after. I'm like, "Hey, yo, dad, I got a 90 on my exam." He's like, "Oh, okay. What happened to the 10?" I'm like, "I'm thinking the same thing, man. I don't know where it is. I'm trying to find it, but exactly. But like, I'm very thankful for that."
No, that's crazy. Like, cause sometimes a little support won't hurt. You know, you tell them you got 100, right?
Yeah.
They'd be like, okay. Like, keep pushing. Yeah, exactly. Keep pushing, buddy. You get a 99.
Can y'all let me in, please?
All
right,
bro.
I hate when I argue.
No, eighth grade, bro. Bro, this one actually messed me up.
What?
Last semester, my dad. No, I got a 3.95. Ooh. He said, where's the 0.05, right?
Mm-hmm.
After that, high school was terrible. I didn't care, bro. I literally did not care. I'm not gonna
education say anything, but first.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was in the gym more than like anything else, and so my grades showed that, but. Then when I got to college, I was like, yo, I'm either going to ruin my life now or mm-hmm. might as well just drop out.
I actually have a question for you.
Mm.
I think I've asked you this before, but I forgot the answer. Is you went to a predominantly white high school.
Yeah.
And you're going to an HBCU for college.
Yeah.
How was that transition?
Amazing.
And also, you switched states. You went from westest of West Coast.
Yeah.
Cali. Straight to DC. Okay. Like, that's the area. Opposite side, you know?
Yeah, West Coast is the best coast.
How was that transition like?
For the weather. I say, one, I'd say Oakland and D.C. aren't that different when it comes to
Oakland
from the ghetto?
From the city life.
Chill out.
Like, it's not that different. Even, like, where my dorm is at, like, when I look outside, there's McDonald's people got their cars in the parking lot. They racing everything, like, down the street.
I see what you mean.
Where I lived, at night, midnight, I look outside, people doing donuts in the freaking in the intersection. One night, my sisters and I saw some lady like beating on some dude's BMW, bro. She was beating on the hood of his car. Police ended up coming, and the group went from like 2 to 3 people to like 10. And then when the police showed up, everybody dipped. We don't even know how they got into like the back apartment complex. They ran through that. We don't know how they got
in. Is this at college or at
you? No, this was in Oakland, bro. So like DC and Oakland are not that different to me, but I will say, I'm very glad I'm at a HBCU, bro. Compared to
Miss Oakland. I'm Oakland.
I'm cooling off Oakland.
You can come with us one day.
Weather's different, though.
I want to go to Oakland one day.
I just want to say Cali. I've never been to Cali.
We can make it a trip, bro.
Summer?
Yes. All right, bro.
Possibly.
Pause it. We'll think about it.
We'll think about it. Pray about it.
But anyways, let's keep going. We're on the Havisha topic, so might as well.
What?
Number one thing Havishas are known for is the scent they give off. So like,
I was about to say the forehead, but never mind, you got it.
Okay,
you both right.
But like, let's just talk about this. Like, how is it growing up when your parents are cooking? Like, how did you escape that? Because I know for me, bro, I don't think people understand the strength of onions. You could literally look,
we're setting ourselves up.
You could literally lock your door, open your windows, put something underneath your door, mm-hmm. and then think you escaped, go to your friend's car, you'd be like, bruh, you smell like onions. Dang. Like, at this point,
you gotta be outside the house.
Did y'all, like, have any moments like that? People, like, said, like, bruh, you smell like onions.
Oh, hello. But at the same time, I also kept the cologne on me, so, like, you get a mixture.
Man,
you
know,
on a good day,
you got a spicy Dior?
Yeah. On a good day, you smell the Dior. On a bad day, you smell the
shrimp. My man said, what is that? Onion flavor.
Pringles.
New fragment. Yeah. Ain't out yet.
Said garlic.
Oh, can I say, no. though, my mom, I really appreciate her. Every time she cooks, she opens the windows.
Oh,
right?
Our parents do the same.
Yeah, we think we just gonna lock it down. So,
but like, I don't know. She's aware of it. And also, a lot of times I hang out with like Havishas. And Havishas, they know. So they don't really say much.
Yeah, they'll let you know. Trust me.
But like, I think a lot of Havishas, if you smell like shinkur, they go through the same thing. So they'll be like, oh, it's because his mom was cooking. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's funny, bro. I feel like it happens.
But
like,
when they let you know, it's funny, bro. Bro. You smell like shinkur.
I'd rather somebody tell me that than not say anything. Because,
yes,
like,
please,
I'd be
bro.
Thinking, like, bro, do I smell like, I can't smell it.
Somebody let you know. Oh, yeah, you smell like onions, my boy.
I'm like, damn.
It's not just onion, careful. Bro. I don't know how many things they put in that, bro.
No, it's the onion. It's the onion. You know what it is? It's because, like, when you're making the traditional, like, normally, Habashas let the onion stay on the fire way too long. Like, they kill it. They kill it. That's why it's so, like, deep in, you know.
So it's in, like, in the molecules, huh?
That boy knows.
In the molecules. Damn, bro. We about to get clowned for this.
He'd be in the kitchen with the mom. They're dashing.
They're going to be flaming us, bro.
I don't care. I don't care about that. But anyway, you know, that's part of the culture, though. You know?
That's what
There's
I'm saying. Every
the
culture
food
has
be smacking, you know.
Okay, dips are good for.
Huh?
Dips or kutfu?
I used to say kutfu. But now I'm going to dips. I'm not going
both.
To
both. No, I'll give you a chance.
Should or miss it?
Should or miss it?
No, what's
your position?
First, let's answer.
I said dips.
You know why I'll say dips? It's because you can't eat a lot of kutfu. Kutfu, for some reason, they only give you small serving, so you can't enjoy it.
Kutfu with Ibe goes.
Ibe?
Wait, what's wrong with Ibe, bro?
You need to get arrested.
Ain't no wrong with Ibe.
Huh?
You
were eating... I mess with Ibe.
Thank you, exactly.
Just seeing it, just seeing Ibe get made is disgusting.
It looks like expired yogurt, bro.
That's what I'm saying. They literally put milk...
Sick therapy, bro. Sick therapy. That's nasty. Ibe hits...
I mean, I eat it, but...
I
know what you mean.
Yes. Let's go back to the mystery. You don't
know, you don't know.
No, but not, okay.
If you don't know, you don't know.
So your tips?
I'm tips, and I'm shiro.
Yeah, we're all tips, man.
What are you?
We saw those. You're tips.
Okay, what's the next one? Mr. Oshiro?
Mr. Oshiro. Answer this very, very thought.
Okay, look. Shiro, if it's shiro with kibbe.
Duh, what else would you make it? What?
People eat, no, kibbe inside it.
Huh? Kibbe what?
Kibbe.
And what?
In the shiro.
Yeah, I know that.
That's how it's made.
That's how you're supposed to make it.
I'm going
there's shiro. Times where I pick shiro, but then there's times I pick Mr.
Okay, know. But which one overall? Overall shiro. Draft.
I think I'll go
team shiro.
Yeah. Go with that.
Team shiro.
All right, thank you. If any of y'all said Mr., I swear to you.
Ain't nothing wrong with Mr.
No, just any of y'all who say Mr., yeah.
Bro, I literally eat Mr. every
red
week.
Red Mr. Spicy red Mr., maybe.
That's all right. I like the yellow one best. Like, can't, right, bro. Shiro with shiro with that joint.
Okay, what about Dinich or Kaiser?
What? Kaiser, but I don't like Danish like that food.
Kaiser,
like,
is that the
red, basically?
That's good too.
You don't like it, but it's beets. You know, beets?
That tastes.
Nah, bro.
Beets.
Yeah, it's beets.
It's called beets in like.
Okay.
Bro, Kaiser is amazing.
Kaiser, but it'd be hit. Depending on what you eat.
Kaiser
and
what?
Or Danish. I also pick Danish, though. I also pick Danish.
Danish is overrated.
What?
Get this man out of here.
It's overrated.
I said what I said. Listen, I said what I said.
I like it for the content wise, but I hope you're just saying this for content reasons, bro. Please, because
he wants to start an uproar in the comments.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not going. I'm thinking about all the things I can say.
You know how many ways people have discovered to use Dinich?
Bro.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Oh,
okay. All right.
What was you thinking?
No, I was just like thinking of like the like an outside of the Ethiopian culture.
Oh,
I'm thinking all of it, bro.
Yeah, they use it as a charger.
No, that's not.
Yeah, I seen that video.
I
seen it like an experiment.
I was only
school.
Talking about food. I was saying,
yeah,
Charles French fries, hash browns.
But you know what's
good? Hash browns are not it. I said what I said.
Oh,
hash
whoa.
Browns are disgusting.
They gotta make it the right way. Some
hash
places didn't make
disgusting.
It good.
Nah, Danny's.
I hope. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
What?
Disgusting. No, you know what be hitting?
I hope at 2 a.m.
No. Yeah, that. But,
Will Smith.
No.
I had to use it, bro. I'm sorry.
Right.
I had to use it.
What was that? Crepes. Crepe beats.
I never had the crepes.
Oh. I only had once.
Yo, you took me, right?
I gotta put y'all
after. Okay, actually.
Wait, next Saturday breakfast? Next Saturday.
Let me ask my bank account real quick.
No. But when it comes to breakfast, though, Ankural, be furfur, be kinche, be shai. But
that's breakfast.
That's
dang,
breakfast.
You're eating
bro,
good.
Down
yeah, you eating good.
Whoa,
damn, y'all going through it.
You said like five different
dorm,
meals,
bro.
No, it's just three things. But with Shy and Dabo, that's it.
Shy Dabo is always undefeated.
Yeah, Shy but Dabo, but
Mexus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what? Okay.
Yeah. You never had that.
Just add something extra to it, like, bro.
You never had that.
You put mousse.
Yes.
Wait, what?
You cut the Dabo in half. You don't cut
you
it all the way.
Banana right
you put
in
the
middle?
Banana in the middle.
So it's like a hot dog, but with bananas.
You know what hits?
With chai.
I'd agree with you, Ama.
You know what hits? Ambasha with peanut butter.
You
know what's crazy?
Game,
I tried that this week. I tried this week. I understand where you're coming from.
You're
both. Good.
Clap. Let's go back.
Okay.
You boking?
Listen.
I mean, no.
Cutting.
No, listen.
I mean, actually,
ambasha with mar. That
nah, but I'm straight. Peanut butter ambasha is undefeated always.
This boy actually loves Mar, bro.
Yeah, no, bro. Mar with ambasha. You try it. Try it. I'm telling you, I will not let y'all down. Ambasha with Mar. Y'all are welcome. Anywho.
Mar is sweet, but it's not the sweet like sugar.
I don't like Mar, but I don't like how it tastes. It tastes bitter and like weird.
It's bittersweet.
Honey and some oatmeal, though?
Actually, no.
I'm with that.
Maple syrup and oatmeal.
I'm trying to...
One of my boys did that, bro. Shout out Yossi, bro. But I was really like,
Trust me.
What are you doing, bro? It's gonna be wait. No, he put honey and syrup in that.
Maple syrup is
that's
oatmeal?
A oatmeal? Recipe
okay, that's
for
the next one, bro.
Diabetes.
Tomorrow
look,
morning.
Look, maple syrup, cinnamon, oatmeal. I'm telling you, it's gonna get you right.
No syrup with oatmeal. Okay.
But anyways, you actually brought up a good topic.
You be putting eggs and syrup, right? Or who is that?
Syrup and eggs. Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? Actually. I put syrup on eggs.
That's nasty.
Yeah, I'm happy about
that
it. I'm down that hill.
That's it. I'm happy about it.
You don't put syrup on eggs?
Ketchup on eggs.
That's nasty.
Get this man out of here.
Hey, man.
Y'all accept
ketchup,
this.
Ketchup
no, wait,
only
wait,
goes
wait,
on meat,
wait,
bro.
Wait, listen. No, wait. You guys
pause
remember, you guys
meat,
remember when Sophie... Listen. You guys remember when Sophie ate a pizza with ketchup?
Mm-hmm. No.
Hey, I'm not going to say... That
y'all allow ketchup on eggs, but not syrup.
Yes. No. With syrup, yeah. Really eggs with syrup, okay. Yeah. Eggs with syrup.
I'll have to try that.
Eggs with syrup?
I haven't tried that.
Oh, that's
but try
smack.
Putting it on everything bro, else. Even, even put it on bacon, it tastes good.
I think I'm eating eggs.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
But syrup, I mean, ketchup? I don't know. Get away from me.
Ketchup,
bro. Ketchup
with
bro. Have you tried it?
You tried it? I haven't tried it.
Okay, try it.
No, you're right. I can't speak on it. I haven't tried it. But the next topic I want to bring up is, like, for me personally, I've never ate a Taco Bell. And a lot of people have ate there.
What? I ate one
Hold
time.
Hold up.
I'm glad I don't go anymore, bro.
You, see, look, you know what I talk
Wait,
about?
What about Taco Bell, though? What about
I've never had it. I'm just saying, like, has there been any place you haven't ate where everybody else ate? Because I've never been to Taco Bell.
You know what I hate? Wendy's.
Burger King?
Ooh. No.
You know Burger King?
I've never been to Burger King.
You know bro. What? You're not missing out, bro.
You're not missing out.
What do you eat, Whopper?
Wendy's is terrible. Listen, me and my cousin Nate, right? One time, we went, like, my mom brought us some Wendy's, right? It wasn't not even a burger, bro. The meat was square,
yeah.
And the bro, I was just so confused. And the amount of onion
corners,
they put on it,
why.
Bro. Wendy's is literally one of the best places.
Thank you, bro. You went to the wrong place, bro.
The Baconator,
four
oh
by
my
four,
goodness,
4-4-4. I mean,
oh, yeah, I had exactly, Wendy's for the first time during winter break, bro.
Their fries
four,
are
4-4-4. That's how you serve in college,
hey,
my
hey,
guy.
I'm on the triple with cheese.
Or McDonald's. Had I've had the double Baconator.
Triple with cheese.
Dave's whatever.
Bro, Dave's John, stop, bro. You
know. Y'all know the names like that. I don't even know.
Yeah. Bro, I feel disrespected. You don't like Wendy's?
No.
You went to the wrong one, bro.
Yeah, bro.
No,
Wendy's always
trust
hits.
Me, Wendy's not it. I'm telling you.
When I was eating Wendy's, it was like my boy and I would go to the gym. And then we was like, I'm hungry, bro. And Wendy's was right across. So we just go to Wendy's. But then I was like, yo, we're literally a meme
really
right now, bro. We're literally a meme right now, bro. Work out, then eat some fast food.
They be the cleanest too. No, that's you. In
Who?
General. Not
Who,
anyone.
Wendy's?
Not the modern Wendy's, for some reason, they be the cleanest. And there's soda dispensers. They're like modernized.
Oh, yeah.
They have the electric.
Yeah,
with the screen and stuff.
You choose your flavor, all that. How do they even fit all those flavors into one machine?
That's actually impressive.
How do you do that? It's like, bro, like 20.
Engineering. People.
What's your favorite Mexas? Like,
double shy. Or now, as recently, it's been peanut butter jelly. With the no jelly, just peanut butter and shy.
Yes, sir.
Peanut butter and shy.
Peanut butter and ambasha, always.
Yeah.
Damn, boy, this man is in love with peanut
I'm
butter.
I'm trying to it changed my life. During the quarantine, I was eating it every day. I was finishing a bottle of peanut butter a week.
That is dangerous,
my
bro.
Boy.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm not even gonna make a joke about
that's
that.
That's some health concern, bro.
I'm not even gonna make a joke about
his
that.
His protein was
it.
Up, though.
You got it. Yeah, you got
it's
it.
Cholesterol
though.
Too.
Yeah, so was my cholesterol.
Nah, you know what I like? I like when you say something stupid to Habesha parents and be like, "Demi na falao."
You never heard that?
My mother just stays quiet and you
no,
know
he's
mad.
Demi na falao.
No. One of the most irritating things with Habesha parents is when you say something and they don't understand. They be like, they make you say like 6 times. Like,
you know what's funny though? The moment you say that to them, like, like, bro, why can I?
Man,
like,
no,
yeah.
They ask me the question again. Did you eat?
Yeah.
Did you eat?
Mm-hmm. I just answered yes.
Mm-hmm. No, the funniest thing is when they call you, you're like, yes.
Nothing.
Silent.
Bro, I'm telling you, I told my dad straight up, I was like, if you call me and just don't say anything, I'm not coming to you.
No.
Call my phone if you want.
If you have me worried, I'm like, Mom, now go over there. She's like, oh, nothing.
Yeah, bro, right, it'll be nothing. Bro. It'll always be nothing. It'll be like, I just want to see you. Why?
Your house ever been so quiet you got concerned if the rapture happened?
Dang.
Yeah, that's
bro, that how that sentence started and how that ended?
I didn't expect that.
Bro.
Your house is quiet. My house is never quiet.
That boy went from Genesis to Revelation.
Maybe some
sentence.
Random moments. It just be mad quiet and I'd be like, hey, yo. I open every door. I'm like, hey, yo, y'all here, bro?
It's impossible.
My sister's all quiet.
It got to the point I memorized everybody's walk. I already know who's going up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Coming down the stairs.
You have to.
I know who it is.
Are you part of the family if you don't?
Yeah, exactly. You have to know who's coming up their stairs. You don't hear that little crack and be like, I know who that is. Yeah.
That's dad. Mm. That's dad. Run.
Some of them put more pressure on their foot.
Pretend like you're doing something.
I got so good at doing that.
Throw your phone out the window.
Bro, nah. Habesha parents, bro, they want to see you do something productive, bro. They don't care what it is.
No, not even productive. They just want you doing something. Like it could be literally the dumbest thing. Like, you could be mopping the corner. Like, okay,
that's productive.
Good job.
To them.
To them, it is.
They just don't want to see you have rest.
Yeah. Sit, bro. During the quarantine, I used to play video games, right? My dad opens the door, he says to me, play Intellij. Every time. I cannot even get it's a break, bro. We're all home. What do you want me to do?
Exactly.
You want me to start a construction company or something just to have?
How are your parents when it comes to leaving the house? Like,
I told my dad straight up, I was like,
that's another thing about Habesha House.
You gotta give a full page report of before, who you go yeah. with their name.
Bro, my mom was like, give me the phone numbers of the friends you're hanging out with. I was like, all
right,
listen.
What, you going to hit them up? Be like, what is he doing right now?
Not even just
They're not picking up.
Bro, if you step out the house at, let's say, 7 o'clock, I feel like they're scared of the dark.
It's dark outside,
When I was coming to your house last week, I had to have a whole, like, conversation with my parents.
Bro,
meeting.
Yesterday, I heard your mom. Trust me, I know what you go through.
Looking at my mom, I think she's understanding it now. She's gotten better.
No, bro. I told my dad, I was like, I'm about to be 21 to somebody. Like,
oh, they don't care?
Oh, like, it's a doggy.
Okay.
Gemma, she's like your dog. She's like Milo.
Oh, yeah. No.
I thought you said the lady looked like her dog.
Hey, yo.
Disrespectful.
Yo. Cap.
Chill out.
Yeah, bro. They can see you. Anywho.
They can hear you. Forget to see. They can hear you.
I'm not scared.
No, but anywho, like, I told my dad, I was just like, listen, like, from now on, I'm just like, I'm going to come home when my event or my, you know, whatever I'm doing is over.
You can do that?
Most of the time, now I told him, I was just like, there's no point. Because at some point, my dad, like, I understand that it's him checking up on me. But, like, him checking up on me is like, come home right now. You need to be home.
You know what's going to happen? This podcast is going to go around on the Viber group chats. And we're all going to get our vote. <bubbles, bro. laughs>
Okay. Hello.
We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you.
We're
just,
stating
know,
how our houses are running.
How
know.
We feel. Make sure it's red. But no, listen. There was this one time. This is what...
Let's go back to our scheduled program.
Let's go back to our scheduled program. What were you talking about before technical difficulties came up?
I forgot. Well, I was so deep in it.
Yeah, we were talking about, what was it?
Habesha households.
Really?
we were talking about leaving
curfew.
The house.
Yeah,
curfew. Okay, yeah, okay.
Let's go, your question. Let's talk about why Habesha men get slandered like it's nothing.
Oh, your question.
Oh, yeah. Let me read it out.
Why Habesha men get slandered?
No, this is the actual question. Thank you to Hildana. This is her question. I appreciate
Shout
it.
Shout out Hildana, boo-boo.
Big stepper.
You can't say that without context.
Chill out.
You can't say that without context, bro.
Chill out. Okay. Yeah. No, chill out.
Why?
Sorry, it's only Hildana.
Sorry, Hildana.
Why Habesha guys get more slander compared to Habesha girls?
Mm. Preach.
This could be answered many ways.
Anybody want to take a jab?
They don't have game.
Say it with your chest.
I'm going to say it. Because this is true.
Say it with your chest.
Okay, and I say this as a Habesha man that struggles with this. Generally, the Habesha women in general are just better looking than the Habesha men.
That's not what you're talking about.
Okay,
that's not ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
You want to remind me of? The guy was like, oh, I'm going to post this. They're going to like this.
No. Trust me. Bro. Okay, you know, when you think, like, celebrity Habeshas, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them are just probably like Instagram models that are Habeshas, right? We only have one famous Habesha guy, The Weeknd.
No. Amine.
They're known for their music. That's it. Just those two. Give me somebody else.
Some people in like
R&B. Mariba. I don't know.
You
don't know
who that is.
Abby.
You see?
People know who that is.
Mama who?
Mariba.
Exactly.
What her name is.
Thank you so much.
You get my point. I'll send you the picture. I'll put it here.
It's a girl or a guy?
She's a woman. She's a beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying the woman, like, a lot of
so what's wait? What's your point?
My point is, it still stands. Is the reason why Habesha men get slandered, even by like the outside, that people that are not Habesha, is compared to the men, the women are just more good looking.
I mean, I just definitely.
Yeah. Hey, my East African women are beautiful. You know what I mean?
We know
you sound like the guy that says, oh, they're going to like this.
We know the stereotypes on Habesha men.
Hey, you give a little wink. You know, I'm on your side. Go ahead.
We know the stereotypes like revolving Habesha men, which I'm trying to run from. Skinny chicken legs.
Bang.
Straight to the chest.
Do y'all even do leg days?
I don't. Hey, no, stop. I'm not talking about this. Leave me alone.
When I was going to the gym, heck yeah.
Bro, I do leg days.
Why?
It changes nothing.
Why? You have to.
Yeah. Because
I want
to
jump higher.
You're wasting time.
Yeah, bro, it's in generic.
It's not on your side, my guy.
It's generic. I'm generic. But anyways, like, chicken legs, hair going by here.
Bird chest.
Chill out.
Bird chest.
The way you're saying it, just.
Belly, you know, kind of looking kind of.
I'm fighting that, bro.
Bro, you're really just out here exposing.
I'm saying the stereotype. I'm not saying the truth.
Yeah, no, say it with your chest. Every single thing. We're going to get everybody correct.
No, the beer belly. That's what I'm saying. What else?
They don't gotta drink beer though. They just get that blood.
And then, you know, most likely working at 7-Eleven or driving a taxi.
That's nothing wrong with that. That I don't care.
Yeah, but
get your money.
That's the jokes everybody says. Like, oh, you're a taxi driver or you do this. Because I mean, it is
what
it is.
So what? You making money?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That I just think is immature. But like the other ones, I think they're funny because they're kind of, you know?
Why do you think this happens? Like, what went wrong?
Yo, what slander do East African women get? I want to know. Big forehead? Big forehead,
yeah, that's the only thing, really.
At this point, it's became a compliment.
Yeah, but everybody
bro.
Still be over Habesha women. You know what I'm saying?
Because they're beautiful. I mean,
that's what I was saying.
But the thing is, they don't know the truth about them. They don't know the truth. What's the truth? Toxic.
No.
They are. But I mean, it comes with the territory. I mean, like,
how to play the game.
I was talking to my friends about this actually. Like let's say for more, like,
I can't believe you said that.
Like, how should, like, women, they're like, they're deemed more like controlling, like, you know? Y'all see what I'm saying?
Hey, bro. I don't know. That's why I want to go to get that.
Controlling? What you mean by that?
You know, like, yeah, how, like, naggy / controlling, that type of, like,
I think most
who
of
you
them
hanging out with,
no,
bro.
No, listen. I think most of them.
No, most of them. I'm just saying.
Those are the ones that grew up here.
Okay.
Like, they only know the
that's
culture
yeah.
from here. Like, if you go back home, it's not really like that. You know what I mean? Because there's different settings and environment in Ethiopia. But most of them here, I'm not gonna say too much.
No, that's fair. No, that's fair. I understand.
Yeah, man.
Because like, if you look at your parents, yeah, your parents are like, your mom's more submissive. She's more like, you know, chill.
But can I say though? Okay, mm-hmm. Even with Americans that have been here for a while that are Habesha, mm-hmm. there's a major difference between the Habeshas that came here, right? But they know a little bit of the Ethiopian life, and the Habeshas that were born here. A lot of times, if their parents were successful when they had them, these people grew up almost in delusion, bro. You mm-hmm. know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like they associate the struggle, you know, their parents went through, right? But they never actually went through the struggle. It was their parents that went through the struggle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'd say. Am I the only one that, I probably am the only one. Since I was born here, I hated being anything attached to being
the
Ethiopian.
Ethiopian
yeah.
culture, yeah.
Going through school, bro, I try to stay away from every Ethiopian. Like,
That's because you don't know the culture. You don't know the language.
No, I kind of knew the culture. I was kind of like embarrassed by it.
How'd y'all feel about, like, when y'all was younger, how'd y'all feel about, like, dating Habesha girls?
I would never date them.
Hey,
you would or
would? I would.
When you was younger
young?
Too?
Yes.
When I was younger, I was like, I would never, cause like, exactly. cause no. It was like, I feel like I know you, your cousins, your uncles, everybody before I actually talk to you. So it was like, okay, cool. And then I'll tell you
yeah,
next.
Exactly. When I was a kid, I'm like, bro, I don't want to, you know, date myself. But now, I'm saying, but like now, I see like the blessing in that, like, bro, she like understands like the culture. She calls me Mare. Stuff like that. Like
one day.
We're going to get it. You see
day.
It now, it's like way better. But when you were a kid, you're like, bro, this is lame or this is all foreign.
Bro, go on TikTok, bro. That's all there is. It's just literally Habesha woman just slandering Habesha man, bro.
That's kind of sad to me, honestly.
Yeah.
But
I feel like Habesha dads also set that up low key.
What?
Like, they also got some characteristics
within the household. Toxic. I feel like that's what like a lot of women see within their household, within their parents, and so they think like that's gonna be passed on up until them. And I feel like that's why a lot of like East African women have this huge wall against dating someone who is East African or Ethiopian, because like they don't want, because you know there's a lot of things that happens within the household.
Yeah.
Nigerian men are not much better.
I don't understand.
Wait, what'd you say? Hold on.
Hey, delete that part.
Yeah. No, what'd you say?
This man trying to get chased down by the Nigerians. Ain't no way. I love all my
Nigerians. Jollof rice is very amazing.
Oh yeah, that's definitely getting cut.
Jollof. Jollof, how do you say? Jollof have good food.
But like on Dogma's point, like I understand what you're saying. Like, what do we? When we look at the problems in Habesha marriages, what is it? Money? Always arguing about money. Money, or say, the fathers never communicate, so they're always closed off.
Mm-hmm. That's think that carries on to y'all?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say imbalances of like communication, the dynamics, right?
Being in the presence in the household is just different.
Most of the times when you look at your dad, it's like, let's be honest, have you seen your dad cry? I have never seen my dad cry.
I have.
Okay. Well, how many times?
Once.
What about you?
I have maybe once or twice, but that's like...
Yeah, different context.
Yeah. What about you, Aman?
It was a rare occasion.
Exactly.
It was like,
I'm not saying you have to cry to be, you know, a good community. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we don't really see that side of our parents.
What y'all think about crying?
Yeah, I was going to say because
that's a fact. That.
Let me hear what y'all got to say, because I was actually having a conversation with somebody recently about this. Let's talk about not
what's
crying.
What's your
like,
question?
I'm not talking about crying when someone passes away. That's emotions, right? But let's say something happens to you, right?
And life is getting hard.
Life is getting hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some situation you're in.
So somebody I was talking to, right? They got mad at me because they were in a situation where they could try to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not gonna be fully fixed, but they could try to make it better. But instead, they were crying, and I said, "Crying is not gonna do any better.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you should be going out there and trying to fix it, right?" and that person got mad at me with like, oh bro, you bottleneck your emotions and stuff.
But there's there's
the thing with that is because sometimes when certain people talk to you about their problems they're having, they don't want you to solve it for them, or they don't want motivation, or they don't want, like, they just want someone to hear them out. Do you know what I mean? And like, in that context, I feel like that person would just like going through, like, imagine like you having a very terrible day, and then like you don't want to hear from anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, you coming in and just like trying to cheer them up out there, cause just like that's not what they want to hear within that moment, cause like that's when they're most like vulnerable. And so
sometimes people just cry, so I just let it out. Just like, once you're done crying, like, okay, let me get up and let me go fix it.
Yeah. I cry,
to let it out sometimes.
I cry, but not in front of people.
Yeah.
It's like probably like thinking about something in the past.
That's a no no.
Yeah.
Crying in front of people?
Yeah.
Heck no. But even with crying, bro, like, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Like, the way I think when any problem comes up is, okay, so what do I do to fix the problem?
Thank you.
Like, try to get to the solution as fast as possible. And I understand with some people, when they do tell you and they open up, like, hey, yo, this one was going on. Like, for them, maybe crying works. That's not my part to judge. Like, you go through what you need to go through. As long as you get up and fix the problem, it's not my place. I just think it takes time. But it's also human emotion, you know? Like, God didn't give us that for no reason.
I mean, I feel
even
like
Jesus wept.
Yeah. I feel like, again, like what y'all said, like, I don't think I'm like with crying all the time in front of people, but if you're alone, but just let it out. Just let it out.
Yeah.
And when you're with people, you could explain and talk about it, but just crying all the time in front of people.
That's
I'm the type when somebody cries, I get kind of like awkward. Like, what do I do?
Like, you don't know how, like, you don't even know what you
used to cry. So,
like, it's hard.
Do I like hug you? Like,
hey, yo, good. Yeah, it's all good.
Bro, don't ever tap him. Bro.
Nah, some people like,
imagine you're crying, someone goes,
it's all good. It's all good. Rub their back and stuff.
Sometimes people take it differently. Like, some people are like, bro, just like, tell me the truth. Like, bro, stop crying. And then people are like, okay, I feel good.
That's what I did. And that's why I think that we had that argument.
Some people are more,
no, I'm not gonna lie to you, but like, there's no like emotions seen in like Habeshah households, like, especially like
except when they argue and stuff.
Yeah,
whoa, like when parents argue. Now, when parents argue,
whoa,
revenge comes up. The things they like haven't talked about in like 4 or 5 years comes up.
Pettiness,
poor pettiness.
Pettiness.
Let's say this.
Really,
the worst thing is like when you're like, I'm gonna say it. Like, let's say like your parents argue, right? They're so petty towards each other, like. Your dad be like, okay, go give this to your mother.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Bro, just hand it to her, bro.
Hand it to your wife, bro.
Or your mom is like, let's say your mom's talking about your dad, and you're like, you try to like defend him. He's like, oh, you're just like your father.
You're on his side.
I'm like, what?
Nah. You know what really blows me? And then they team up like 2 days later.
Yeah.
Like, mom, can I do this? Ask your father. And then the dad goes, ask your mother. Like, bro.
And the thing is,
y'all be like, we're on the same team. Oh, give me an answer, please.
The funniest thing about households is like when y'all ignore each other, it's like a switch. One day it's like, okay, so what do you want to eat? And y'all is back to like being cool. I'm like, how does that work?
Never see anything.
Yeah, no apologies. It's like, okay, so what do you want to eat?
But I actually like that though, because that shows that you two can hold a conversation, a mutual conversation, but like, this is what I want. Because that's a marriage. You said until death do us apart. Like, buddy.
No, they didn't say that in Habeshah weddings. They didn't say that. That was missed. That was not on the curriculum.
So that could folks start tasting weird?
I'll say the one question I have is, now when you're gonna have your own family, what is one thing that you don't want to take?
A lot of things I don't
want to
take.
Okay,
you mean,
let's
like
just pick one.
Like characteristics you don't want to take?
Yeah, something I'm scared of. You know, like what's the answer?
I say this. Oh, you going first?
No, you go.
Okay,
think about it.
I say this from my past relationships. I think when I do get like something makes me mad, I don't like speaking about it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to calm down and address it.
Yeah.
Because, like, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to address it. It's and I hate when people also come up to me, like, what's wrong? It's like, that makes me even more heated. But it's like, I understand people want to answer, and I need to be open, being like, yo, I don't got an answer for you right now, but give me some time, let me cool down, and I got you.
Yeah.
And I guess being open about that and not being petty, I guess, that's one thing I don't want to take.
For me, everything you said, and, like, I want to, like, go in depth more on the pettiness, like the revenge and like the talking behind another person's back. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, that's some one thing I'd be learning. Like, when I like fight somebody, like when I'm in a fight with my family, I'd be thinking like, okay, let's say I'm like, I'm just fighting with my sister or something. I'm like, bro, you know what? I'm gonna leave dishes in there just so I can get her mad.
Dang.
Walk away.
Like, wow. Yes, not the dishes.
I'm just saying, like pettiness, stuff like that. Like, that's toxic and communication. I'm terrible with communication. Yeah. I'm just like you. Like, if somebody's getting mad at me, like mad or like angry, I just walk away. I don't even talk to them. I just walk away.
Mm.
I think I need to fix communication and like, communication, number one thing.
Nah,
and then fighting about money.
Gotta find a solution. Nah, but with me, I'll never take into this context of like going to bed angry with each other. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, scripture.
It's not even just scripture, but like to me, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Because we all have those thoughts. Like one thought leads you to another thought, and it just like even if you're not like prepared to talk about it, have some kind of conclusion where you say like, this is why I'm upset. And this is how you made me feel. You know what I mean? I was like, going to bed angry, like, what's the point? And then the next day, you're not going to talk about it. She's not going to talk about it. And then it goes on for a week, and then it becomes a month. And just, like, you're only talking to each other when there's people in front of you or, like, when you're at a gathering.
Yeah,
like,
it looks good over there, but...
Yeah, bro. And then when you get in the car, it's all quiet. Like, what's the point? You know what I mean?
When you're the kids watching that, though?
Bro, yeah, I'm telling you. That's why I guess I can understand why both Habesha men and women are like toxic or damaged. Because I mean, they came from like not that good of role models.
For me, it was
they did great though. I mean, emotionally.
Yeah, they tried their best, but you know. Yeah,
I was gonna say is I've noticed this after a while, and it's not just like one household. I would say it's probably like just an African country, African culture in general. Is you know how even biblically says like the husband is the father is the head of the household, right?
Yeah.
I think that gets abused, bro.
Oh yeah,
the head is supposed to serve, but a lot of households they're seen as like the king, you know what I mean?
And dictator.
The thing is, when I was a kid, like even now, something I have to fight, bro.
Yeah,
I have to make sure when I have my family, I don't act like that. But because I feel like it's been since I lived in it so much. It's subconsciously like ingrained in me to think like that when you know a lot of the next generation of Ethiopians they have to realize bro like if, especially the guys we're there yes to be the head but you lead by serving.
And what's the next verse? It says love your wife like Christ loved like, the church. Yeah. That's like sacrificial. I mean I'm just saying
like I'm not against like the wife and the husband having like traditional roles, right? But out of love, not out of fear. You know what I mean? Yes, yeah. I want my wife to make me lunch. Right, but I wanted to do it willingly, you know.
You know, first thing he brings up is
no,
lunch.
No.
That's just a good example, or like clean or fold the clothes. Right, but I wanted to do it willingly, and I'm gonna go and get that money, right?
Willingly.
But not because she's yelling at me. I wanted because I love her. And I want to, you know,
Get her nice things, you know, get the kids nice things. But the biggest thing for me is like, I'll be thinking like, bro, as a parent, like,
what's up with
as a parent, I don't want to be the reason. Like, y'all ever step back and like, bro, like. I don't want me to be the reason that my kid is like in therapy 30 years later talking about, man, my dad was just this. Like, that's what I'm terrified of, bro. Like, I don't want to be the source of trauma for my kid.
I want to say this. Just mainly in the Ethiopian culture and stuff. How much our parents think they know their kids. But just because you live with them does not know. You don't know your kids. Like, genuinely, you don't. Most of y'all parents who think you know your child, you don't. I promise you.
And because of that, Habesha kids have grown to be the most sneakiest people.
Oh, I trust it.
They could be in and out of a room in a second. You wouldn't even know they were there.
Yes, sir. Like, nah, sneakiness, man. I'm telling you, it's because they created that like strict household where like everything has to be centered about education.
They learn how to deal with their problems on their own. Like the kids, like they don't.
Definitely.
A lot of Habesha parents, like kids, don't talk to their parents about the issues. Like they just handle it. Their parents don't even know what they're going through most of the time.
Like, I feel two ways about that. Like I feel like that's a good thing sometimes, like learning how to handle your own problems. Mm-hmm. But then, like it gets to an extent where like
you need
to be able to. Like I say, I would never like have talked to my dad about anything, whether it was girls or anything. Like I would have stayed quiet about it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I got into like teaching in California, like in youth ministry, where I was like, I'd be telling the kids, yo, talk to your parents because they're the ones who are in charge. You need to have a relationship with them when you're older. They they take care of you. Then I was like, how am I going to tell them do that? I don't even do that.
Yeah.
And so like once I started, now it's like open communication.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's a good thing.
I feel like the dads can be very understanding at a certain extent.
For their boys.
For their guys,
yeah.
And then the mothers is more
I have four sisters, I know.
I did not think about
that. You have a lot more leeway as a dude in a Habesha family than you do as a girl.
Yeah. What I'll say is, the problem with me is, after my parents were very strict with me, now I understand why. I'm grateful why they were strict with me, okay?
Yeah.
But when I grow up now, they try to be my friend, and mm-hmm. I cannot get myself to do that.
It's too late.
I can't, so awkward. I'm not going to talk to you about my girl issues, bro. Like, sir. I did not mean to call my dad, bro. I meant, like, sir, I'm not going to, like, I can't. I can't get myself to do that. I'm sorry.
I feel you, because my dad used to be like, I'm your father, I'm your best friend, I'm your brother, I'm your cousin.
If I tell you, with me, like, you know, I can't be open. You know?
Which one are you? Pick. You can't be all of them. No, because, like, he used to always try to, like, now I talk to him about, like, most things, but, like, the thing is, like, when I do, he doesn't know which part to be. He doesn't know whether to be my father, my brother, my cousin. Like, he's like,
play all of them.
Yeah, bro. Like, he's like, sometimes he'd be like, as a dad, I'll tell you this, but as a friend, right? What do your friends tell you? They tell you to leave it alone. I'll tell you the same thing. Leave it alone. I'll be like,
that's kind of like, but like the worst thing is like when your mom comes to you, she's like, so. Who do you want to marry?
Yeah,
is it a homicide you want to marry? I'm like, bruh, watch out.
I'll pick her out for you.
I ain't got no problem with that. I'll be so cringed out. Like, I can't. Like,
I ain't got no problem with that until they try to set you up.
Yeah. No,
like, ask me about it. I'd be cool talking
to you. Arranged marriage.
There's nothing.
But once they start bringing up names, hey, yo, you should go. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no,
I'm not going to lie to you.
The arranged marriage. I'm
sorry. They really do.
You good. You can go ahead.
That arranged marriage? As the years
at a certain point,
my
dad was at a certain point.
He was in Ethiopia.
When you get married,
he said, Do you want me to bring your wife, right?
Oh, wow.
And then I don't know if he was joking. I think he was joking, right? Yeah. But I said, ha. In the back of my head, I'm like, you serious,
the
bro?
Next week, he already had a rage. No.
One thing I did, I'm grateful, is my mom is a very, like, spiritual, like, well, not spiritual, like, godly woman, right? Mm-hmm. A Christian woman, right? And one thing I love doing is talk to her about, like, you know, relationships.
Wow.
Like, wife stuff, right? And she is so honest with me. I'm so grateful for that, bro. Mm-hmm. Now, me and my dad, we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
I definitely need to have that conversation with him eventually. Mm. But my mom, like, bro, my mom would send me Bible verses, right? Mm. Of what she's telling me about. You know what I mean? I'm just so grateful for that. Like, the thing is, okay, I need to meet them more and, like, be more engaged in that thing. But I'm so grateful I have that relationship with her. Shout out to moms, bro.
Who you are close with? Who are close with? Moms, dad?
Nah, I think I'm equal.
My dad.
I think my mom. Yeah.
I can tell my mom something, but like, she stresses too much about it. You know what I mean?
She's overthinking,
like, way overthinking.
But
bro.
That's my, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but like with her, it just like it got to a certain point where like I told her about certain friends of mine, and then I told them like they're just moving away, right?
Yeah.
But like if I told her what happened, she was gonna get to a point where like she was gonna start questioning other people around us. You know what I mean? And so like she knows, like my parents are my friends. Y'all know that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with my dad, he's more of like, he tells me what the lesson is within whatever situation it was. I told my dad what happened. He was just like, okay, this is what you understand, and this is what you have to do next for that situation to not repeat again. And then if it does repeat again, then there's an issue with how you're handling certain friendships or relationships. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so my dad is more logical, but my mom is way too emotional.
Yeah, so you're right about that. Because I know my mom, she's like, I can't tell her like a lot of stuff because she would start panicking. She's like, what do you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean?
Exactly.
Who were you with? Who, like, my dad would just be like, he's so chill. He's like, yeah, that's what happens when you don't trust people like that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And my dad's really like, he's not that social. He's very chill. Like, he doesn't care about friends. He doesn't care about all that. My mom, she knows the whole town. My dad is like very like, he doesn't care. He just wants to sit back, you know, watch the news and just chill.
Yeah, the Habeshah.
The Habeshah.
I'm telling you, bro. It'll be 5:30 in the morning. The Habeshah. Is that in the like, bro, like,
EBS? Oh my goodness.
EBS is off, bro. What happened to
my
EBS?
My parents are watching.
I like EBS.
Where has it been? I have not.
They got me
EBS
into it. I don't even watch it.
I have not. Bro, Bobby.
Doggy. Hey. Doggy.
What?
There's a guy named Doggy. On EBS,
I don't
deep
know.
In it, bro.
I don't. The whole like.
He's gonna be the host.
We've been recording for like an hour and 10 minutes.
Keep
recording. Say
that. No. Oh, okay. I was gonna say the thing about like opening up to your parents, like, like from a spiritual aspect too. Like when you need to open up to them, tell them what's going on. That's also a tough part too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And that's, it's like, I think Habeshah parents also don't get to, they don't talk about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
We gonna find out on our own, and that's also not good.
The thing about Habeshah household is like
you're sheltered.
No, not even just that. Like so many times you walk into them talking about a secret, and you're like, damn, I keep that to myself. I'm not gonna tell them I heard that.
Yeah.
And no, the thing with that is, I feel like I was saying this last time, but like a lot of kids that grew up here, like in America, like whenever their parents speak in Amharic, they use it as like the secret language, so their kids like they won't understand it, and like you know what I'm that's why like
you could a tell lot of parents about just talk
exactly, and so they like they go like speaking about an Amharic, and then when the kids ask to learn, they're like no, because like they already used that as a, like a place where like they have a secret conversation with each other.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like a lot of kids that grew up here don't want to go back home, because even going back home and they try, they make fun of you like oh he's like yeah more character, she's trying, and then they make fun of him. It just like. It's not a very pleasant like setting for them, and so like they like despise being like you know associated with the culture.
You know what? Hey man, today I love this conversation, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't expect it to go like this. I thought it was gonna be like just kind of awkward. And, like,
I'm telling you, bro. Oh, culture. After now, I want somebody else that's like outside of us to be here.
Oh, actually, I think like next we should have a woman
outside of our culture.
Next, no, outside of like
stay tuned. We're gonna have
guests.
Guests. Yeah, special guests.
I like being right here.
Interesting special guests. But I'd like to thank y'all for coming in, tuning into the podcast.
Sammy, God bless you.
Thank you for our special guest, Samuel Guta.
Chill out.
Dropping his wisdom on us, man. See y'all next week. The next episode.